So we're back, and we're going to talk about three more benefits that I think are part of this mini course. And we talk about these benefits because some of them are redundant. You're already experiencing the benefits. But in a sense, we want to see a worldwide movement of kingdom ministers raised up everywhere. Yeah. So let's get right to it.
And by the way, these benefits are a nice way to share it with others.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, tell them the benefits, and then they're more likely to follow through with it.
You'll be confident, competent, and legal to minister to a couple who ask you to marry them. You will receive training skills for conducting pre-marriage counseling, wedding ceremony planning, and the officiating of the wedding itself. I think this is important to mention, even though we've talked about this in previous ones, specifically. If you look at it, it's not just if you were to go online and get like a piece of paper, you just get the piece of paper. Mm-hmm. But in this case, the training is pre-marriage counseling, wedding planning, officiating. So you really can feel great about that kingdom minister efficient role.
And you will feel confident doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, if someone asks you, it's like, okay, what are the parts? What are the... You know, the next wedding you go to, you're writing notes furiously, and then you wonder if you're going to do justice.
Yes.
Right? I mean, the thing with a wedding is this is the most special day in the life of this couple.
Right.
And are you going to mess it up or not?
Yeah.
Right? So there's a lot of pressure in many ways on doing a wedding.
Right.
More than even doing like a funeral. The guy's gone. Or even a sermon. If I don't do well this week, I have next week.
I always felt that way when I did wedding officiating too. I always felt like, look at my notes one more time.
Yeah.
Even after I've done like 50 or more weddings, I always felt the gravity of this.
Yeah.
And the training will help you do well.
Right.
Now, how do you reproduce it? Well, this one seems transparent. You will hear about this. There isn't, you probably know someone, but I don't think I know of one businessman or leader of standing in a community that is not ordained through a piece of paper or now through a Christian Leaders Alliance. I mean, it's fascinating to me. Like when I golf at my kind of golf thing, you know, I even had it where I was surprised this one guy who's everything godly, everything Christian, all of this, I can't, you know, and 2 weeks ago, he admitted to me that he got the Universal Life Church piece of paper because he was asked. He's an attorney, you know, a pretty large law firm.
Right.
He was asked to do what, but he never knew about this program.
Right.
So I think this is a great way to share and let that be known offline.
Yes.
And if and again, I love it when you put that plaque right in your office, and then people go like, "Oh yeah, if you're interested, they actually have a full program for that."
Right.
Second thing, you'll be able to complete the program online worldwide at your schedule on a smartphone, tablet, or computer.
Right. On your own time, your own schedule. If someone asks you to do a wedding and it's 3 months away, you can figure this out. You can, you can make it happen.
Well, and I like, too, the concept, like, when you're in the car with your now smartphones, Matt, you can just listen to the presentations.
Yeah.
Like on your commute back and forth, you know, it really is, you know.
You can learn all of this just driving home.
You know, I was talking to a potential kingdom leader the other day, and we were talking about, like, this program. He goes, "I don't have any time." So then I said, "Well, do you watch, like, you know, the CNN Fox whole cycle of news and everything?" "Oh, yeah, because I'm really into it." So then I challenged him, did a little, like, Philemon thing on him, you know, or ball to a Philemon. Yeah. So I said, so, in the next 40 hours that you watch news and all of that, what if you put 40 hours to actually do this?
Right.
You know, and he was like, you got me. Because I said, what benefit will you have for the kingdom and for your circles of relationship to know more? Well, for you actually to know more. He goes, "Well, you got to know what's going on." And I said, "Okay, so really, we know what's going on." It's almost gossipy. A lot of the news is gossipy. The latest, did you hear this or did you hear that? So then two sides clash.
Right.
This, on the other hand, you can just get it done.
Yeah.
And just take a fast off of the news channels for about a 2-month period.
Yeah.
And fill your soul and repertoire. And then to share with others is how about do it, find someone else to do it together with someone.
Right.
Right. You know, make it, just turn off the news channels. You know, politics can wait 2 months, but at the end of this program, you are confident and competent.
Right.
The first credential level takes about 40 hours of study, so there you go. The classes are free, no excuses there. There are small fees for the official credential that support the administrative staff. And why are there fees? Is because ultimately, somebody has to pay for the specific administration of the credentials that are sent out, but they're minimal.
Right. Yeah, $40, $50.
Well, there's three packages. There's a package of $100 and some, not $40. This is back in the 1940s here.
I love it.
You wish. But you get, there's several things in the packages, and you can just check them out yourself.
Yeah.
But what we're excited about is really, in fact, and I want to be really clear, you can get on our directory without even buying the package. So if you're watching this from Africa and the pure thought of even that is not going to work, that's fine.
Yep.
You can just go through the program. We will consider you this minister, and people can see your credential online. You know, a lot of ways we're talking to United States audience because, you know, in Africa, you people have 80% of you going to church.
Yeah.
Right. Like, shame us.
Right.
Shame on us.
Right, right.
So what we're trying to do is get a strategy, and money is not our issue in America.
Right.
Our issue is fire for the Lord and getting people to know Jesus Christ.
Right.
So and how do you share this? How is that something that can be shared, Steve?
Well, it's easy. You know, there's the paper mill thing where you just send in your credential or you send in your money and then they give you a certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is just like you're saying, give up the news for a month. And you can get the certificate, but you can also maybe learn something,
right.
which ultimately, these things are about making a difference in the lives of people.
Right.
So why not a little work towards making that happen?
So while I think we're at the end of this class here, let's just talk about a few takeaways in the next 5 or 10 minutes. You know what? So really, how do we put this all together for you? So you love Jesus Christ. And you are a leader.
Right.
It all starts with that.
Yes. And God has gifted you with abilities and connections in your life and in your world, whether it's a big company or whether it's just a neighborhood group or it's a volunteer place that you work at. It doesn't matter where the arena is. God has gifted you and placed you in a place of influence.
And that a place may not be in a local church in terms of the opportunities. Yes, you're in your local church and you're helping there, but there's all these other circles of connection that need to be reached.
Right. And so now you have a choice. You can keep doing what you're doing, or you can take a little time and learn that about some of the options of what you might do and how to make your influence even more impactful than it is right now.
Steve, the second takeaway for me is, what do we really want as a Church of Jesus Christ? Do we really want the status quo? Or do we want to say, Lord, here I am, send me?
Yeah.
And what if, instead of the few ministers that minister in fewer and fewer attended church services, what if the floodgate opens up and ministers come out of the woodwork everywhere?
Right.
And you are not only one of them, but you recruit others to join you. And we see a worldwide movement everywhere in every nation, and it's led by people who aren't necessarily getting paid, but that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But it's led by, you know, 40% maybe are going to church, but the 60% of the nations or people in nations who are not going to church in America need to be reached, and you are called to do that.
Right. We've been, in some ways, we've been trying to get people to come to church.
Yes.
Get people to, you know, the minister of the church, right?
Yeah.
We spent most of our career trying to get people to come to church.
Right.
This is bringing the church
to them,
to the people,
yeah,
right where they're at, right where they live, right where they work, right where they, you know, have life happening.
Right.
And it's, it, in some ways, if you think about, isn't that what Jesus did?
Yes.
He didn't, he went to the synagogue a few times, but he took it to the people.
Oh, he took it to the people.
And so this is a way that we can help you take it directly to the people.
If, you know, anything positive I've learned from the COVID virus is it spreads. And the first generation of spreading, and now we're in 2022,
yeah,
and then
Omicron
is now spreading. And this one, like they say, the feature of Omicron is not that it's maybe as deadly, and I'm sure it's deadly to many people, so
yeah,
I'm not, you know,
yeah,
but that it spreads like ever.
Yeah.
And that's why I hope that is said about the Kingdom Minister program. The feature of Kingdom Ministers is that it spreads,
yeah,
and you are a part of it.
Right.
And it, 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 as Steve just said, taking the church, taking Jesus Christ, yeah, to the people.
Go and make disciples
of all nations. So, thanks for joining, and we are excited about what God is going to do as you pursue being a kingdom pastor, a kingdom minister.